My name is Maggie Gaona. I'm a senior at St. Mary's Hall, and I'm 18 years old.
And you're the not only the director, but you wrote the music for and produced Burn Spark. You got a lot of different hats that you're wearing in this film.
Yes. I wrote it. I directed it. I composed the music for it, and I helped with the editing and shooting. But I wouldn't have been able to complete it without all my classmates.
Oh, no. You've got a lot of great help on there, everybody from JJ to Kamal Hakeem and lots of others. That good friends from St. Mary's Hall. You've got a great team over there, and your professor, Mr. Underwood, as well.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. How would you describe the movie? What if somebody said, what's the synopsis? How would you describe it to them?
I would probably say that my film is kind of dealing with not only technological advancements in the future, but I guess biological advancements and I guess the way that we as humans connect and kind of changing that and how that kind of plays in individuality and kind of going along with the norm and as the future goes on.
It's interesting. You know, where did you come up with the idea of it being just a spark? Because in the film, when two people meet and are going to be linked together for life, so to speak, there's a physical spark and a little ring-like thing shows up on their finger.
Right. I guess I kind of got the idea from lots of different, I guess, interpretations of like what it means to instantly connect with someone, with the automatic response of we clicked, or when you touch someone you kind of get a shock, and it's kind of like when I guess when you meet the right person, almost that's what it feels like, a shock. And so I wanted to create that, I guess, more as a physical representation by creating the burn around the ring finger, that it's absolute, that you know it's there. And in contrast to falling in love now, where, you know, it's gradual and you don't really know. There's no proof, physical proof that you have.
And how did you translate that concept to a story where it seems that people are, I guess, designed almost to connect with certain other people? Kind of the for lack of a better word, the sci-fi aspect of it.
Where did I get the sci-fi aspect?
Yeah, yeah. And how did you translate what seems to be a natural occurrence to something that, you know, seems preordained in some ways?
Well, I became very inspired by the movie Minority Report and how, I guess, in the future, you know, the primary improvement was technology. And so I wanted to challenge what maybe it would be like to kind of transform the technology of humans, and by giving kind of a more foreign look to falling in love and modernizing it and making it mechanical, which is something completely opposite and from the organic state that of an emotion that it is now. And so I really wanted to work with something surreal and not possible, but something that we could still relate to, because people do fall in love, they just don't have that automatic proof. And so I wanted to go in that sci-fi direction of it being surreal and not real.
And so you have a protagonist who's trying to buck the system by wearing gloves.
Yes, I do. That's another, you know, big theme of the movie is individuality, whereas everyone around him, it's kind of accepted that this is the way they're going to meet who they're supposed to be with the rest of their life. And that kind of terrifies the main character, Ethan, because he's an architect. He likes building things on his own time and in his own design. And when there's this thing that kind of condemns you to one person, that scares him. And so he tries to get around it by wearing gloves, hoping to find his mate via how we do now, which is just instant communication and, I guess, feeling.
Do you think he's going to, this is just an aside, in the future, will he make his girlfriend wear gloves so she doesn't ever find that other person that she's attached to?
That's funny. No, I don't think so. I think they've both come to the conclusion that they kind of want to go against the system.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you believe in any sort of destiny?
That's a great question. It's funny. At the time, maybe this is why I kind of got into also writing the story. At the time, I was in a relationship with someone who I got along with very well. And then along came someone else that I instantly connected with. And it was just very confusing very, very confusing. And like my main character, I ended up choosing the one I was originally more happy with. But I do believe that you can most definitely bond and make great relationships with multiple people, but that there will definitely be that one person who you make a better connection above all with anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Well, your shots in the film are carefully chosen, I think, too. And I want to know how the storyboard and writing process works for you collaboratively with your classmates, because it is a very collaborative effort, as you referred to.
Well, it came a little bit, or it's a bit easier for me. I mean, my teachers always made us plan out everything ahead very carefully so that we were able to discuss it. But my main roots are actually in visual arts. And so when we were supposed to make the storyboard, it was very easy for me. And I drew out many of the shots and showed them to my teacher and showed them to my classmates and the cinematographers before we actually shot the movie. But we shot so many scenes that the film ended up being 10 minutes. But for South by Southwest, it has to be 5. And so we had to take half of the movie out, which was very difficult. But the main thing in the shots was trying to pick shots that would accurately kind of depict the scene and what we wanted to communicate, and shots that would be more fresh and nice and appealing to look at. So,
how does the movie different then in terms of 5 to 10 minutes, or how do you feel about it being 5-minute film rather than 10 minutes?
Personally, I much more prefer the 10-minute film, because I feel like the longer the film, the bigger and more time you have to connect with the main character. And when that main character messes up or makes the right decision, you feel more connected, and it's much more enjoyable to feel connected to the main character. But when it's so short, it's harder to create that with the audience. And so I feel like, yeah, it's possible because we're able to show some character, I guess, flaws that makes them different, but it's a lot harder when you have such little time.
You had to take out a lot of character establishing shots,
yeah,
and things?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but the main plot, I guess, is the same.
The main plot's the same, exact same, but we had to take away the depth of some characters that I really wanted to keep.
Mm-hmm. So where will you be heading in the fall?
Hopefully New York, California, Chicago. I found out that I've been accepted to the School of Visual Arts in New York and the School of the Arts in Chicago. But I do not know yet. I'm still waiting to find out from some schools.
Your basis is visual arts, you said. Yes. Do you hope to move in that direction, or do you really like filmmaking?
Well, that's the hard part, because I love visual arts. It's a much different, it's much more different than film. They have a lot of similarities, but in terms of the actual production, it's completely different. With visual arts, you're mainly relying on yourself. But in a film, you're relying on so many people. But I think I'm going to definitely go more towards film, but I'm going to go for a school that definitely has a strong visual arts program, because I think that's kind of what gives my films an edge, is my visual arts rooting.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, you attended South by Southwest last year with a lot of your classmates. Saw you on the street up there, tooling around. And how was it? How did you like the experience?
Oh, I loved South by Southwest. I learned so much there. I took my little sketchbook and I went to every workshop that was absolutely possible for me to attend, and I wrote down everything. I submitted 3 films this year and only one got in, but if none of my films had gotten in, I would have found a way to get there, because it was just so great.
What did you like most about it?
I just loved how everyone that had this mutual and, I guess, huge passion and appreciation for films was in one location, and I loved going to all the workshops and, I guess, learning from the experience of other filmmakers. It was very beneficial.
Great. Mackie Gowana, good luck to you, and thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you.